We welcome you back to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, getting an update this week on issues facing the city of Angels Camp. We're joined by City Administrator Rebecca Callen on this weekend show. City Administrator Callen, how about city council meetings? When are those taking place these days?
So those are the first and third Tuesday of every month. They start at 6 o'clock. We generally will go till about 8 o'clock. They've gone a little bit long because I have a lot of things that I'm changing and adopting, but we're getting a lot of work done on those. So they're at the firehouse in Angels Camp, and we'd love to see more public there.
And back open to the public?
All back open to the public. And we also are having online access as well. So we're allowing both in-person and remote.
I also want to ask you a little bit about the museum in Angels Camp. That's a pretty well-known institution locally, isn't it?
It's actually a world-renowned museum. So it's not only known locally, it's known throughout the country and throughout the world. Martin Haberty, who is our executive director for the museum, has done a really phenomenal job incorporating so many changes to the museum. He has increased the attendance there above anything that we ever could have imagined. So it's always busy. He is investing a lot of time and resources there, and it's really almost pretty self-sufficient, where it's not causing a lot of expenditure on the city side.
I haven't been to the Angels Camp Museum in probably 7 or 8 years, so I need to get back and see it again sometime soon.
It will look totally different.
Yeah, I was going to say, for anybody who hasn't been there, you know, at least recently, can you kind of give like a little bit of preview about what people can expect when they go?
Yes. So there was a museum called the Old Timers Museum up in Murphy's that has since closed. All of that is on loan to the Angels Camp Museum, and that has all been incorporated there. We have amazing carriage houses that also have been donated from all over the state of California, and they are just in pristine condition. There is a lot of information there in terms of how the gold rush impacted the city as well as the county, and a lot of history on Mark Twain, and a lot of cultural information there as well. So it's pretty amazing, the artifacts that are there.
Yeah, great things to preserve here locally in the community. Any other kind of initiatives or things you have on tap for this next year?
So I am hoping to do a shop local program for the City of Angels. So we're in the initial phases of figuring out exactly how we're going to do that and when we're going to do that. But we will continue to have information and updates on that. We also are working with MACT. MACT Health Board is they have acquired a piece of property from the city, and they're going to be putting a museum and cultural sites there, and that is very exciting, as well as we are doing a lot of work downtown. So I'm going to also be looking at how we can utilize our ARPA funding, the COVID relief funding, on investing in downtown businesses and the infrastructure downtown.
I remember we did a news story a while back about the plans for the MACT, the museum, that project there. For anybody unfamiliar, roughly where is that going to be located?
So that's going to be right in the middle of Angels. So there's currently a MACT building there right now. It will be right next door to it.
Okay. And then City Hall for Angels Camp, what is the status of that and where are you located?
So currently we're located off Monteverde, and that is near where the police department is. We are looking at the ability to move back to the historic City Hall building that is more readily available to the residents of the City of Angels. It's near the U.S. Bank building. In order to go back there, though, we would need to expand it. It needs to be a little bit larger, and we need to do some updates and improvements to the property. But it's a beautiful historic building, and we really would like to move back there and utilize it.
Is that something kind of on the short-term horizon or years down the road?
No, it's on the short-term horizon. Luckily, with the sale of the property to MACT, we are identifying a portion of that funding to be used for the improvements to the City Hall building.
Any state issues that you're keeping a close eye on right now?
So the one state issue that we are going to have to start working on some outreach on is the edible food waste program. So specifically, the state is trying to eliminate as much as possible edible food waste. And not only have they been looking at organic waste, which we did get a exemption from because we have a low population here in the city and in the county. However, if you're a large grocery store, and so far we've identified Save Mart and probably Angel's Food Market are the two that we'll have to have discussions with. They need to work on some programs to start making food available for people to eat before it goes to a landfill. And so it's going to be a matter of finding alternative programs for them that either it's through food banks or making it available for lower cost for people to get. And ultimately, it would go to maybe animal farms or something like that. But as long as it doesn't land in the landfill. That has been out. It started this year. And enforcement is going to go in, I think, in 2 years. So we're trying to get everybody on the same page before that happens.
Yeah, it seems like a big undertaking, a big job for a city like Angels Camp.
It is a big undertaking, and there's no funding.
Mm-hmm. So you have to figure it out some way, somehow.
Have to figure it out. Yep.
Any other issues? We touched on a number of things on this weekend show, but any other projects or issues that you're working on right now?
Right now, it's just a matter of trying to figure out how we can grow internally and support the businesses that we have. We're identifying all sorts of areas that we might be able to help, and we're trying to build programs in creative ways so that we can create longevity with the businesses that we have, attract new businesses, attract new population, keep the ones that we have here happy, and just make our city the best that it can be.
Hear a lot about cities and counties receiving a lot of extra COVID money from the pandemic. Has Angels Camp received quite a bit of COVID-related dollars?
We have. We did receive they call it the ARPA money. It's the American Rescue money. It was just under $1 million. So we are utilizing that for water and wastewater infrastructure programs. We also utilized it for essential worker pay. And then, like I said, we're going to try to utilize a chunk of it for economic development programs.
One thing I haven't asked you about you too is just fire-related projects. Is the city looking at anything fire-related right now?
We are, and we are trying to figure out where we're at with this, but there has been some design work done on a new firehouse. So right now, the firehouse is a very small firehouse. The existing fire trucks that we have can't fit into it. So we need to have a larger infrastructure built for that. So we're looking at some community block grant. So we're going to follow up with our consultant to see where we stand on that, if we need to re-engage in that grant. And hopefully we'll be able to get a firehouse near the police department here in the next few years.
Okay. Anything about like fire breaks or anything like that being looked at?
Our fire department does a really phenomenal job at making sure that abatement of weeds and any fire potential overgrowth is taken care of. So we have a very good outreach program on that. And so far we've been pretty lucky with that.
Angels Camp will have some city council seats on the agenda or a ballot in November. Will those people who win those seats be seated around January then?
Yes. So they'll take office. I think it's usually around January 2nd or January 3rd. Caroline Sherrato actually went for the 2-year term and no one ran against her. So she for sure will be there. And then the other council members that will be on the ballot is Alvin Broglio, which is our current mayor, Isabel Moncada, who is our current council member, and then Greg Smith, who is a Greenhorn resident.
You talked earlier on about the Habitat for Humanity project as well, but roughly how many homes are they building, did you say?
170.
Okay.
So that will be the largest development that the Angels has seen probably since the mid-2000s.
So it'll be a lot of workforce homes, hopefully, for a lot of people.
A lot of workforce homes, so we're very excited about that.
Well, we are coming to a close on this weekend's Motherload Views. Any final comments or closing comments you'd like to make?
Well, I just want to thank you for having me this morning, and definitely for the residents or anyone, look at angelscamp.gov. We are trying to put as much information as we possibly can out there. We also have our Facebook page, so please follow our Facebook page, City of Angels, and thank you very much.
Right. And before we wrap up, I had looked at your website a couple of years ago and I agreed I could use a little bit of an update. What are the type of things that are on there now that people can find?
It's a real website. It has everything you could ever want or need. So we have self-service portals to make a complaint or make a comment or ask for a request or an issue. We have fillable forms that will automatically send to the appropriate department. We have meeting minutes, meeting agendas. We have videos of our meetings. We have things linked to the Calaveras Visitors Bureau for where to eat, where to stay, things to do in the city, updates on all of our projects, updates on our grants, current news, and everything in between. So it's truly a one-stop shop for the city. And I think, you know, even staff will probably end up start using that website as well.
We've been talking with Rebecca Callen. She is the relatively new city administrator for the City of Angels Camp. She's been in various other leadership roles in Calaveras County government over the years. So thanks again for coming on, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Thank you so much.
And I'm BJ Hansen. I was your host. If you missed this or any other Motherlode Views, a reminder that you can find it archived in the media section of mymotherlode.com. We'll see you back next week for more Motherlode Views.
You've been listening to Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views has been brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.